podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
How's this for a weird situation? Airbnbs, you ever had anything sort of bizarro happen at Airbnb?
Only the fact that one time I gave like a 4 out of 5 instead of a 5 out of 5 rating and the lady came for me. I felt really bad.
Yeah.
She was like, you've ruined my, you know, you've taken money out of my hands and everything. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Well, be a bit better. Just be that little bit better.
Oh, yeah.
Because your logic was it wasn't perfect. It was really, really good, but it wasn't exactly perfect, right? And
yeah,
so you gave her like a non-perfect score.
Look, there's types of people in the world that if you ask them a questionnaire, they're gonna answer it in an appropriate way to them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what can I do?
Absolutely. No, I get it. It's fine. This is not review related, though. This is an Airbnb in San Diego. There's two women, they're sisters, they've gone viral, they've gone on a holiday, and they've walked into their Airbnb and they're looking around. They're with the whole family, so they're sort of, like late teens, early 20s.
That's the best.
Going on holiday with
your family,
sure.
Oh, yeah, that's how I like them.
So have a listen to the audio and see if you can pick up what is spinning them out, right?
Okay.
The weirdest thing happened. We get to our Airbnb in San Diego.
It's unsettling.
Unsettling. And we're like...
Random Airbnb.
Looking through it. No connections to it.
Literally just...
We're looking at this picture and my dad is like, this looks like me. And I'm like, oh, Dad, what? No, this is my dad. That's my sister, Libby, when she was 10 years ago. And that's Brady, my brother, 10 years ago. He is lit. They're literally in the Airbnb picture.
We have those swimsuits. We are literally in this picture.
It's the craziest thing.
We are
so
on our Airbnb wall.
What?
It's crazy.
This can't be real.
No, guys. We think this is crazy.
We are actually spiraling.
Hang on. Okay, two things have happened here. Number one.
The background music. Didn't need it.
Didn't need it. Number one, you've booked your stalker's Airbnb, which is odd.
Yeah.
Number two, the Airbnb person thought, I know how to really make him feel at home. I will go and source some imagery and then print it
their
and
socials
put
or something and put it on the wall. So that's what I thought when I first started reading the story. I thought, oh, it's going to be at the end of the story. It's going to be like, ha ha, turns out we know the person that actually owns it and we didn't realise. Or, you know, they do it for every guest. They go and grab a photo and that's just to make it homely or something like that. Not the case. But the photo that's on the wall is not just like the sister, brother and the dad from 10 years ago. What it is... They must have been holidaying in San Diego for years, right? What it is it's a big-ass beach scene.
Stop!
It's like an aerial beach scene of a busy beach and in the water near the front of the picture, like pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like they're off in the distance. They're pretty big at the front. It's the dad wading waist-deep in the water and she's looking back at him, so you see her back, and then the brother's like making his way out of the water.
What? Just taken a photo when they were there last 10 years ago on holidays.
Yeah, blown it up, put it on the wall of their Airbnb because it's like, oh, look, you're in San Diego, check out our beautiful beaches kind of thing, which they do here too in Victoria. Great Ocean Road and stuff. Like,
course.
I've been to Airbnbs that have had
and
that
you're
stuff.
Like, oh, look at this wave that's local. Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What? That's crazy.
What are the chances?
That is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't be freaked out. I would be impressed, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how they get you, though, the stalkers, they get you.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
I'm sorry, but if you haven't been to the airport in a long time, it is being in the airport and in a plane, yes, it's exciting initially. And then you're just like... Everyone forgets to cover their mouth when they cough. Why, when you hit an airport, does that happen to every single person?
Mm.
Why does everyone become grubs? Like, it is just, it's filthy. And I just feel like airports and planes can bring out the worst in people.
Well, it's bad enough when it's a child. We were over the holidays, we were at what we call the Fishy Playground, the one near Big W in Westfield here.
Yeah.
And... there was just one kid running around just going, like, no hands.
Yeah.
Look, no hands. Look, mum, no hands.
So as a parent,
tell your child.
If your child
catch your coughs.
Okay, good. Thank you. Because I was just like, oh, well, they're kids, so what are you going to do?
No, you tell them.
But I could be angry about that. Okay, nice. Well,
so, no, because you can be. You're welcome to.
Yeah, thank you.
Because the children that run around like that grow up to go to airports and be adults.
Seriously. And it's just like the standing too close to me while we're in a line. You know, all these little things just add up. And I'm just like, I'm already just on the edge. Anyway, as you go international, you get a little piece of paper that you have to fill out.
Yeah.
Okay?
Before you land.
Before you land. On the way to your destination and also on the way back.
Don't make jokes on that, by the way. It doesn't end well.
No, don't. There were signs everywhere saying do not make jokes about a certain word, right? Don't say this word. Don't joke about this word. And I said to Jimmy, are you seeing these signs? And he's the type of person that if I say, hey, see Tom over there, and he'll be like, Tom, what?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you cannot trust him.
Yeah. I got a mate like that too, Maddie.
Oh, God, it's terrifying. Anyway, so this is coming back, Fiji, to Melbourne, and we didn't have a pen on us, which is just, you need to pack a pen when you're travelling.
Of course.
Yeah, I know. I forgot the pen.
I expect more out of you, to be honest.
I expect more out of myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, I forgot a pen.
You couldn't just steal a pen from the hotel?
Forgot it. So it's a sustainability.
God knows that's the least you deserve from that resort.
No, I actually really like that resort. But anyway, so the pen situation, it was like, okay, it was a 5.5 hour flight. So it was around hour 4.5. And I just said, we should get a pen and fill this thing out. And then so Jimmy asked the stewardess.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we don't have one.
Like, what do I look like, made of pens?
But also I'm kind of like, isn't that kind of
the drill? Surely they just have a lot of pens.
Yeah.
They would lose a lot of pens, though. If you did that, you would lose.
Of course.
So brand it.
Pack a lot of pens. I'll be back to get this one.
I reckon it depends what airline you fly.
Okay, well, we were flying Jetstar, and I'm going to announce it.
I don't reckon anyone's holding out on Cameron Ling if he asks for a pen.
The Virgin Lounge. Yeah. Of course you can have many pens.
You can fly the plane if you like, Mr. Ling.
Exactly. But I was so surprised that they didn't have a pen. Mm. Anyway, so I got up to the lady behind me, who I already had a bit of a situation with, because her child had the air blowing on me. And so I kind of couldn't handle anymore. So I just got up and said, hey, I'm really sorry. This air's just blowing directly on me. Do you mind if I turn it off or switch it back? She's like, just turn it towards her. I'm like, okay. Do you want me to switch it off? No, I'll switch it off if she needs it. I'm like, okay. And then I was like, ugh. Anyway, I popped my head back a couple hours later. I was like, oh, just wondering, do you have a pen? No. Okay.
She's had a good holiday.
She's had a great holiday. Anyway, it came out yesterday that the handwritten passenger arrival cards are going to be replaced finally by a digital option.
Thank God.
At all Australian airports. It's going to cost the government, $56.1 million. But I say that's a cost worth doing, because if I can't get a pen and I have to fill out a piece of cardboard, I'm not having it.
Yeah.
I'm ready for this rollout.
Unlike the bomb website, which was 100 mil worth of not worth it.
Yeah.
This is going to be worth it.
I'm glad you said the bomb website, because that was the one word that was not allowed to be said.
The bomb website?
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
I'm upset.
Oh, no.
I'm frustrated.
Oh, at me?
No.
Okay.
How possibly? It's been a day and a bit.
Well.
Oh, yesterday I was wild. But today I've had a little sleep and I'm okay.
Okay.
No, so it's that time of year. It's cold. Everybody's trying to stay inside and stay warm, right? And every house has a different setup.
Yes.
Of how they do that, right? And in my street, you know, I famously don't know my neighbours.
Yes.
Because I don't want to have to stop and talk to you.
I'll
nod, I'll smile. G'day, mate.
Yeah.
Give you a bit of that.
Yeah.
Less accent. And that's it, because then we don't need to interrupt each other's day.
Nah. We talk. We talk all day.
We get home,
I don't want to talk.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were saying to your neighbours you talk all day.
No. I'm saying in our job, we're out there.
I've got stuff to do. I'll go home.
Oh, I'm not Loggy. I'm Lauren. Lauren is angry.
So is Tom.
Thomas.
Okay, so what's the heating arrangement at your house?
Okay.
We close the windows, she says.
We have one gas thing on the wall.
Wall heater that goes like floor to ceiling.
Old school stuff. Just one. Yeah. In the middle of the house,
the
basically.
The communal living area.
Yeah.
That's your arrangement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. We've got reverse cycles.
Wow. In every room?
No, just three of them.
Oh, just three rooms. Oh.
But there is a fireplace in the house that has been boarded.
What?
It's been boarded up.
You have a fireplace?
Yeah, well, but so...
I've been treating you as if you don't have a fireplace.
Non-fireplace-owning scum. Yeah,
wow.
I know, right? Now it changes your opinion of me, doesn't it?
It does.
No, it's boarded up. We don't use it, right?
Can you?
No, it's boarded. Oh. It's literally, there's a wall in front.
Why would someone do that?
For aesthetics.
Stupid. Anyway... Aesthetics, yeah, because nothing makes a room look crapper more than a beautiful fireplace.
Well, it might be a crap fireplace. I don't know. I've never seen it,
There's no such thing as a crap fireplace. Well,
okay, so here's where we're moving, right? The people across the road from me, good morning if they're listening.
Oh, I'm nervous.
I'm not 100% sure it's them, but I'm pretty sure it's them, right? Got a chimney.
Yeah.
It's one of those metal ones, so it's coming down to one of those, I think it's one of those...
Hot pot things.
Yeah, it's like it's like a standalone.
We always talk about it. And we want to... it'll come to me. Yeah.
But it's like the black iron thing with the little glass door, yeah? And they're burning wood in there, right? And so during the day, if it's a cool, like a bit of a chilly day, they'll get a little fire going, I imagine.
So nice.
Yeah, beautiful. Lovely for them, right? But my God, does it just spew smoke out the top of the thing. And you know where that smoke goes? Wafts across the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes over my gate. And then it just goes, oh, I'm going to hang around your clothesline here where I'm drying my clothes, trying to desperately because it's winter.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm just taking whatever sunshine, whatever sort of windy, non-rain sort of arrangement I can get. Mm-hmm. And then I get home and I smell, and it's my clothes all smell like smoke.
Okay, that is really annoying.
It's annoying, and I'm sick of having to rewash my clothes just so these guys can be warm.
Okay, question for you, question without notice. You famously have a beautiful house up in Bright. It's at the Windy Burrows.
It's not me, it's my family.
Yeah, but you do. Does that have a fireplace?
There you go.
Does it get used on men's trips?
It's not the
Let's
same
all
thing.
Stoke the fire.
It's not the same thing.
It's my understanding of what happens on those trips.
There are four fireplaces.
You're kidding me.
We would never use all of them
four
at the same time.
Four fireplaces? You make me sick.
We use the reverse cycles.
You make me sick.
We use the heating. Oh. And there's the little wall heaters as well. But it's cold up in Bright, mate. You need a lot
of it. Hang on. You've got wall heaters, reverse cycle and fireplace.
Yeah.
Spit on you.
Ban the fireplace. Ban the burner, I say. Ban the burner.
Oh, my God.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy say thanks.
He's one of the fastest men in footy. Now he's bringing that speed to your mornings. From the Geelong Cats, this is Max Holmes with Tom and Loggy on K-Rock.
Yay!
He's so fast, he's here half an hour early. Yeah.
Max, I'm nervous, okay? I was just trying to create a vibe.
I've got a lot of dirt on you this week.
You got dirt on me? Yeah. Good luck is what I'd say. I don't live.
Go away.
I've actually got nothing.
You got nothing?
Okay.
Damn it. I don't know anyone she knows. And
okay, that's fair. Yeah.
Well,
no, that's
we are friends
reason.
Now, yeah, would you say-ish? Yeah. Comrades, I've been calling
us. I know you wanted to say colleagues and you went with comrades.
I don't want
instead.
To say colleagues because we're more than that, aren't we, Max?
We're not comrades, though.
Comrades, that's
the wrong word.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what would you describe us as?
Probably not colleagues either.
Okay.
Acquaintances.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's offensive. I don't like that. No.
Very polite.
No, that's offensive.
What is it then?
I'm more than an acquaintance.
You used the word comrade, so what word were you trying to go for?
Something adjacent to that. But it's nice that I'm here. I heard last week you had a fabulous time. It was so great because I wasn't here.
It's very relaxing.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been telling everyone it's super chill. Max
what?
Said it was super
what
chill.
What about me is not chill, Max? What about me is not chill?
How you going, buddy? You good?
Yeah.
You all right?
You're good?
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Nice.
Did you get in Toby Green's ear? We talked about this because you play the Giants. Unfortunately, you know, it started strong and it looked good, but then sort of tape, but it, then off what, towards, Tom? Tape it off towards the end, which is not what had happened in previous weeks, but we can get to that at another point. But we did ask, because you are the guy that recruits the other team players, mm-hmm. what did you? But Toby's real intense.
Oh, yeah.
Toby gets up in your grill and tells you where to go. So what happened?
I said a few things to him. I didn't get any responses, so.
Oh, he just asked you out.
Just asked me out.
Rude.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll have a chat to him.
You know what? I don't want him. He's not going to talk to me on the field. I don't want him.
Yes. Yes. Love it. Bit of reverse psychology.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Max Holmes joining us in the studio a little earlier this week. What's it like outside, mate?
Cloudy.
Cloudy.
Nice.
Windy? Was it still windy?
I don't think it was too windy. No, it was a bit cold. I'm in shorts though, so not too bad.
Yeah, but you're a guy. Okay. Like, you can have shorts in 3-degree weather. Mm. It doesn't make sense.
Don't undermine me.
Don't undermine what my body can take.
Comrade.
Yeah.
It's 12 degrees.
Put in my place.
12 degrees at GMHBA Stadium right now. 16th the top.
So that's what friends do to each other.
Showers ahead of us today. Whoa, man. Kylie Minogue, way loud. Partly cloudy tomorrow. 15, cloudy and 16 on Thursday.
I can't look at him anymore.
Dare undermine Max Holmes.
I've said something bad about his legs. He's on.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
Joined in the studio by Max Holmes. Speed round. Here we go. Got lots of things we need to talk about before we let you go, Max. Kylie Minogue just off the back there. Log, you're away. Did you hear about Anthony Albanese on the podcast?
Oh, yeah. What? Who cares? Yeah. Am I wrong?
No, exactly.
Was that's that a bad?
It sounded a bit creepy, actually, when I went back and listened.
Max, yeah, but he had no choice. Like, if he didn't answer or if he did answer... I don't know.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now she's going to be at the grand final. We're not 100%. Hopefully you'll get to see her live. Do you go to the granny if you're not in it?
I wouldn't see her live if we were playing, so hopefully I don't get to see her live.
Okay. Well, hopefully you don't get to see
good
her
save.
Live.
Good save there, Max.
Yeah. We also hope for that same thing.
Yeah. Ditto. Yeah.
Certainly wouldn't mention anything about a premiership medal. That's...
Absolutely not. Moving on. Did you see that Sam Neill passed away?
Just a bit of mood music there, sorry.
Oh. Yeah.
Jurassic Park style.
I did see that he died. I'm not sure who he is, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Max.
So,
Max, you're
I'm guessing it's Jurassic Park. I haven't seen those movies.
You haven't? What are you talking about?
I haven't seen a lot of classic, like, movies, I guess.
Have you ever watched a movie?
Yeah. Couple.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. I don't know
Are you a Marvel guy?
I've seen the Marvel movies,
I've seen all the Iron Mans.
Okay. That's
not how he sounds.
More people have seen the Iron Mans, I would say.
The Jurassic Park. You're an idiot. Sit down. Name. That's embarrassing. That is so embarrassing.
I don't know if it's embarrassing, but it's embarrassing. That is a huge claim, Max.
Shoosh.
I think I'm right.
I think you're wrong. Jurassic Park came out in 1994, maybe?
Yeah, 93. Yeah.
Iron Mans were not too far away from that.
The Iron Man. So I was going to ask you your favourite dinosaur to put your favourite dinosaur out for Sam Neill.
Yeah.
Are you a were you a dinosaur kid? Because you got that look about you.
I was a toy car kid, thank you very much.
Oh, Matchbox.
It's very butch of you.
No, it's not Matchbox. Hot Wheels.
Oh, yeah. Hot Wheels. Okay, leading the way.
Dinosaur. Maybe it's a T-Rex.
You are such a basic kid. You are so basic.
I don't know my dinosaurs.
Yeah, fair.
Okay, all right.
Is that or a Velociraptor?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Raptors are cool.
Yeah, they're cool. You're a cool guy, Max.
Come on.
What's your favourite dinosaur?
Brontosaurus.
Brontosaurus.
Or Brachiosaurus, actually. Okay. It's the two B's. Like?
The one with the big neck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Elephant?
What?
A giraffe.
Are you just saying, you're just calling me names now?
Yeah.
Elephant.
That'd be rude. No.
Okay, good. Nah, see? We're comrades again. Tom, your favourite dinosaur?
Well, the best dinosaur is quite obviously the Triceratops.
That's just because he wants to... there's a movie called Land Before Time and a girl called Sarah's there and she's... He's got a weird relationship with her. Look into it in your own time, Max.
I don't know what that means.
That's okay. Little Foot. That's what we call Tom. Anyway, good luck for the game on Thursday.
Anything you want to say to the people that would be thinking about coming to the game? What can they expect?
A few revved up fellas, I guess.
You know? A few revved up fellas in the hoops.
Yeah.
Nice. Love to hear that.
Yeah, you do. You love to see it. All right. Chook us for Thursday. Max, thanks for chatting to us and hanging around. And we will catch up with you again next Tuesday.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
You know how I went on holiday and I barely talk about it because I want to stretch it out for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Let's chat about my holidays in particular. But I'm not sure whether this is me being me, whether it's my anxiety or whether it's actually a thing that people think.
Oh, it seems like we might need to do a live remix.
Mm.
You ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
I knew you weren't. I knew you were going to do that. Is it anxiety or just thinking
nothing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring. Not bad, though. That was pretty good for a live one.
Yeah. I know. Okay, it felt good.
I did that left-handed, by the way. I call it the stranger. Okay, go.
Okay. So when I go on holidays and I'm lying, I was lying by the pool reading a book, right?
Mm.
And I have to tell myself, this is me being relaxed. I'm being relaxed now.
Mm.
Enjoy being relaxed because this is my relaxed time and this is how people relax. And so I am relaxed. Look at how relaxed I am.
Can you stop saying relax because it's making me really agitated.
Sorry.
I don't know why, but it's.
Oh, see, that's normally me because if you said to me, relax, mate, it would be
I remember that one time.
It would be on.
Yeah.
So when I am in a situation where a, quote, normal person would just be relaxing, I have to tell myself, okay, now this is where you relax and this is – so the feelings that I'm feeling, am I feeling relaxed? Is this relaxed? Relaxed is what I should be feeling, so let's think relaxing thoughts.
Oh, this just makes my chest feel so tight. I don't know why.
Is that anxiety?
Why do you need to tell yourself how you – like
– So just, you don't do
you
that?
Just feel it.
So you don't say to yourself
–
you don't say to yourself when you're on holidays and you're getting a massage, you're like – well, this is the relaxing part that people talk about I should be relaxed.
No.
Really?
Because you don't need to constantly, because what you do is you just do and then every so often throughout the day you'd be like, ah, oh, geez, how relaxing is this? And then you move on with the relaxing day. Or you get to the end of the day and you're sitting there with your loved one having a drink, you know, looking out over the balcony and the pool or whatever, lagoon, and in the evening as the sun goes down, you're like, man, this has been such a relaxing day, babe. That's the thing.
So you don't sit there where you're by the pool.
I'm relaxed. I'm
relaxing. So this is relaxed. This is a person relaxing and this is what relaxing should do. Really?
That's absolutely anxiety. That's not doing a thing.
Nah, I think there's more me people than you people. Let's go to the phones and find out with Matt from Bell Post Hill. Matt, good morning. Are you relaxed?
I definitely am, and I haven't had to tell myself to do it.
Yeah,
you know, I just did the school run, just a relaxing drive back. But yeah, I agree with Tom too. That word actually started really annoying me. Like, you just kept on saying relax, but I'm just like, stop telling me when I need to relax. I will know when I need to relax.
Absolutely.
Right, okay. See, so I don't know then clearly because I'm trying to tell myself that word that triggers you both.
Anxiety and, definitely go to the doctor and tell him how you feel, how your holiday has cost you telling yourself to relax. That's not a holiday.
All right, so that is one vote for anxiety there.
Double the prescription before you go away. There we go. Stacey from Cariah's on the line in morning. Stace, what do you think? Should you have to sit and tell yourself you're relaxing when you're relaxing, or should you just do? Don't think, just do.
Women are notorious for doing this. We have so much going on a day-to-day basis. We have to give ourselves permission to relax.
Preach!
I do it all the time. Mm. I'm sitting there trying to watch TV and I'm just like, but I've still got to do the dishes and I've still got to do the washing and I've still got to do this and the child's still doing that and my husband's going, you know you're allowed to just sit down for like 5 minutes and watch TV, right?
Yes, see?
Yeah.
So she's telling herself to relax.
Mm.
See? Yes, one vote me. Okay, one anxiety, one
Not sure what I can say there, so I'm just going to let that one through.
Yeah, I think if I were you, I would just.
I don't want to enrage anyone.
Shoosh your mouth.
So let's go to my hometown of Lara. Molly's there. Morning, Molly.
Good morning.
Do you have to tell yourself to relax, or do you just feel it in your bones?
Oh, it pains me to say it, but as a fellow diagnosed girl, I cannot understand how people can have a massage without thinking, oh, come on, you need to relax, enjoy it. Oh, what's that in my leg? Oh, that felt a bit funny. I wonder what that was. Oh,
yes,
no, I should be relaxed. Come on, come back to relax.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I think it might be an anxiety thing. Sorry, Loggy, but I'm with you with it.
No, that's okay. I accept, I know who I am, and I accept that part of myself. That's okay.
So,
I know that it's wrong, but it's...
Well, when you get to the holiday and you're scheduling, like, okay, we're going to go out, do this, and then the afternoon is for relaxing, and you're scheduling and you're relaxing.
Yes!
Yeah, I think it might be the anxiety.
You sound like fun to holiday with, Molly.
Oh, she does, actually. She sounds like my type of friend to holiday with.
Fiona and Geelong West, wrap this up for us. should you have to tell yourself?
I'm going to throw a bit of a spanner in the works and say, as a psychologist, I will say that, yes, this can be part of being an anxious brain, but we've all got beautiful brains, right? We're all different.
Thanks, Fiona.
And no one is better than any other brain.
Thanks,
and what
Fiona.
I will also say is that this can be quite typical of a neurodivergent brain.
Yes.
And there are lots of different neurodivergences. So anxiety is one of them, autism is one of them, ADHD is one of them, but there's nothing wrong with you is all I'm going to say.
Mm. Oh, bless Fiona.
What a beautiful way to wrap
that
up the show.
Such a nice way, because normally it's Tom just being like, ugh, idiot.
Excuse me, how often do I tell you you're fine? You're fine.
Yeah, I don't like that. Okay. Just relax, Tom. Relax.
Yeah. Fiona's heard the show before, hasn't she? She's heard the Loggy body of work.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.